Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Tes. We're starting from the Gemara Daf Kesem and Beis. The Gemara has another shaila. We've discussed the idea of a katan taking truma, a katan being able to be makdish. What happens at the din of tevel? Now we're talking about the next question the Gemara has. Same sugya, but what's the bottom? What about halacha of a katan going ahead and being makir bikurim, bringing bikurim, mashiyavi bikurim? Can a katan go ahead? Who is the age of the darim? Can he bring bikurim from things that grew on his own field? We're talking about not doing it for somebody else, but for his own. If a katan has, the Rebbe Marfulda explains, a katan has his own field, and he grows. So the shali is he mechuyev to bring bikurim or not? So if he went ahead and did that, what's the halacha? He's not mechuyev to, but if he went ahead and he brought it, the shali is what's misada shalo? Says the Marfulda, what would be the halacha? Would it be considered valid? Not. Is it the same machlokes tanoim that we had earlier? So the Gemara discusses. Depends on who we hold like a gabi bikurim. What does bikurim mean? So the Gemara, there's a shaila by bikurim. A mishnah bikurim makes a machlokes tanoim. Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, do amahuk shul kachi agvul. Bikurim is compared to those the things that are kachi agvul, things that are considered kachi agvul, which is like truma and things of that nature. They're called kachi gavul. Instead of not like kachim, which is considered kachi gavoa, which are brought only in the base of Mikdash, but things that are kachi gavul, things that have to be brought up in the border, in the Yerushalayim, things that are, that's what the halacha is. The question whether you're allowed to go ahead, and we'll see the halacha of what your rights you have, like gabi gavul, the kachi gavul, machlokes in Perek Gimel, in Bikurim, Rabban Yehuda says you can give it to any chaver that you want, anybody that's good, that you know, that you trust. It's Taku Gmilas Chesed. Chum said, no, you have to give it only to those in the Mishma because it's considered Kedusha, it's considered Kadosh. It's not considered Kachi Gvul, but Kachi Amikdosh. So again, so therefore, Nafkmina, if it's Kachi Amikdosh, you have to, it's part of the Avoda in the Mikdosh. You have to only give it to the Kohanim that are doing the Avoda, that are on this, that have the mishmar at that time. So Rav Yehuda says, "Oh, I'm a kachol kachol agvul." And the halacha is, "Ain't made it. Then a kohen can go and bring it. Can't bring it. Just as he can't. This is like truma. It's kachol agvul. It's not kachol. Not things that are brought up in the mikdash itself. It can be eaten in the mikdash in the azara in the city of Yerushalayim, borders of Yerushalayim. So maybe we learn on many halachas to be kurim or like truma. So just like truma, we already established a kohen can't bring truma, can't separate truma. So also the same thing. Ain't maybe a kohen can't bring it either. That's what Rav Yehuda." The Shita in our Mishnah, the katan in our Mishnah can't bring bikurim, can't bring truma. So too, he can't bring bikurim either. However, Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, do amakachin the kachi mikdash bikurim are not kachi gavul, the kachi mikdash. Kachi mikdash, maybe you should be able to bring. A kachi be able to bring, just like a go ahead, as we established in the Gemara yesterday, that according to Rav Meir, you can be makdish. If you can be makdish, bikurim is considered kachi mikdash, not kachi gavul, and therefore, just like you can do by. You can go ahead and be makdish akum. You can bring as well, or maybe come. I'll be makdish tanoim by what bikurim are would determine whether a katan is mutter or not. Fake them another kasha. What about chagiga? Can a katan bring a karban chagiga? He made a neder. Can he go ahead and bring a karban chagiga? It could be that it's brought on the yom tif on Pesach, Sukkot, or Shavuos. He said halacha to bring a mechiv to bring a karban chagiga. And you go all the regel. So the question is a katan allowed to bring? We know that he's not mechuyev to, but what happens? He went ahead and he made a and he reached the age of Nadarim. Would he be able to bring? Do we say since it's a chov, a karban chagiga is a chov, and if he can't bring because he has no chiyav mitzvah on it, or do you say since we say that go ahead, you can change a chagiga, you can change a chov chagiga to a shlamim, so it has niti. The shlamim is something that's an adava. If you didn't bring the chagiga on the. We know they're supposed to bring it on when you go Ola Regel. If you couldn't make it Ola Regel, you couldn't bring it. So then you bring a shlamim instead. Because it's in place of a shlamim. Shlamim is something that's a reshus. It's not a chov. And maybe therefore, the cotton should be able to bring it. Just like you can go ahead and bring a, just like you go ahead, you can be makdish, so too you can be makdish shlamim, you could go ahead and bring maybe as well, chagiga, because it's in lieu of it could be like a shlamim, you could be in play, you don't bring it on time, you bring a shlamim, so it's a din of a shlamim. Din of a shlamim, you're able to bring, maybe. So again, the same two tzadim, what would apply over here? So the Gemara comes out, the Gemara doesn't come out of Maskana, the Gemara seems to leave these shilas unanswered. whether it's a din rather mekaden maybe or not. So the Gemara, another halach, what about Pesach? What about carbon Pesach? Can a katan bring his own carbon Pesach? Again, a katan that's a vila dina darim, can he bring his own carbon Pesach? So if you talk about the same shayla, machushal kovah lo yavu. Seems like carbon Pesach, everyone will to bring carbon Pesach if you can't bring, because not a kovah, he has no chi of carbon Pesach. Me'achad amav shemen lakesh, b'em yudim nesiyah, maybe other Pesach b'shayim os hashana. Person didn't bring a carbon Pesach, according to the shita, if you didn't bring a carbon Pesach his mind, you can bring it any time of the year. Me'el shay shlamim, you change to the shay shlamim. So me'ela, since you could, the carbon Pesach you couldn't bring on time, so anytime you bring it during this, it reverts to a shlamim. If it's a shlamim, a shlamim is a rishus. A shlamim is a rishus, like any shlamim. Or shows the curry that therefore maybe he couldn't be able to bring it. Also, if I can say anything over here, the shayla was left unanswered. Mimela, it's the same thing. It's the a cotton should not do it. Cotton cannot do it. All these shaylas here, the Gemara doesn't answer. Bring more beings on both studim, and Gemara does not answer the shayla. And we assume all that I'm the chumra that we say that he should not go ahead and bring it, or he should do it. He should bring it with a garment omen agabav, a gadol omen agabav, together with a gadol. Otherwise, he shouldn't bring it. There's another shayla. What about bringing a ma'isa beima? Can he bring ma'isa beima? So the shayla is the same. Gemara has the same shayla. What a toot stadim. Gemara says, "Any yisbar of yim lechayra if a meyer holds in yisbar of meyer if a meyer holds halach in the pasuk mechol masr seichem hook shemaisel says that we learn a hekesh one maisel the other my shem shu my enter the maisel dagon just like a cotton can't bring a maisel dagon a contra meyer can't bring maisel dagon so therefore kach enemy be maisel beim can't bring maisel beim either we can compare all maisels together so meyer just like can't bring that maisel you can't bring this one either and therefore it would be patel so the meyer doesn't bring down the other side. What about making a chamura? The Gemara doesn't go into the shiloh, it doesn't bring the second sabbath. The sack is very posh. Unlike the Rameya, according to Rameya, they don't compare. Mice itself is you're able to bring. So according to those other shitas, like Rameya, you'll be able to bring because there's no data of any mice. What about chamura? What about bringing a replacement for a carbon? Can a cotton do that? So the Gemara says, so the halacha has become chamura. If he goes ahead and he separates the chamura, does it make it? Is it considered makudash? So Gemara says the same thing. This is a chamura as a replacement for ma'isa behema. So if it's like you said the same thing we said before, you can't bring you can't bring a ma'isa behema. So if any ma'isa you don't get any chamura, also you can't bring. And you remember ma'isa behema, kach may be chamura. You can't bring chamura. Chamura is a replacement of a ma'isa behema. So if you can't bring that, you can't bring either kontra mayor. Masha ain kain, according to the other tanos, you can bring a meiser, a cotton can bring a meiser behema, so then l'chor, you'd be able to bring tamura as well. So we have these two shayas that the Gemara is the same l'chor, the same halacha, but he passed like a mayor, a kontra mayor be one halacha, and a kontra mayor be another halacha. So the Gemara says, what about other kabbanas? Not a tamura of a meiser behema. What about a tamura of other? Yisbuk Rav Shimon. What about a tamura of other behemas, other kabbanos? Rav Shimon, I'm a meiser behema, liman al kol kashim al tamura. Mice behema is the source of tamura of a mice behema is the same source for tamura for all other animals. So the comes the same halacha would apply, the same shayla. If you learn that halacha would apply, Rabbi Shimon who says that the source of all tamura is the source of all of ma'isa behema, ma'isa dagon, which is ma'isa behema. So therefore, just like we said, if you hold it, you can't bring a Rabbi Meir, that a cotton can't bring a ma'isa dagon, can't bring a ma'isa behema. He says, I can't bring ma'isa dagon, all ma'isas can learn together, you can't bring ma'isa behema. And the source of tamura all over by all animals is to the source of ma'isa, but tamura of ma'isa behema. So if you can't bring a tamura of ma'isa behema, which we established already, kol chameir, the chor the same thing would apply. You can't bring any tamura by any karbanos. If the halacha of Rav Shimon's correct that we learn out all of them the same hookish one to the other, that all the tamura is learned out of the same source, so the halacha would be the same shayla. Elamai, what's the other tzad? And what does it mention the other tzad? The other tzad would be pasha. If you don't learn like a mei, you don't learn out ma'isa dog and ma'isa behemoth to ma'isa dog. We don't learn all ma'isas together. And maybe if in ma'isa behemoth you can bring, a cotton can bring. If you can bring, you can be able to bring it tomorrow also. So the Gemara says, what about ma'isa yichavin al kotcher b'chutz? What halacha is, whether you can go ahead, be chayav a cotton b'chutz. In other words, if a cotton went ahead and brought a carbon, he's a cotton that reached a gila of on the darim, and he brought a carbon and he went and shechted a b'chutz. Is he chayav as if he shechted a chutz l'chutz? Be over in Isser daraisa that a gadol who brings a carbon that shechts it outside the mixture. He's over in Isser lav. He's an over in Isser lav, and Isser karis. You brought kotcher b'chutz. So does the cotton have the same violation? Let's see. Kano amai chayoven kachuk mevachutz. A person is not chayev a kachuk mevachutz. Bring korbanos outside. Because why? Only if it's a derais. Ein chayovin al kotshim mechutz. You're not chayiv on it. Why aren't you chayiv on it? Because since the halacha of an iser of a cotton doing it says there are maful to explain. Even if he's at the age of an Adarim, he's still not a gadol. So there's no chi of daraisa of being makdish b'chutz. It's only the rabbanon. It's rabbanon, therefore, you're not chayav a carbon on that. You're not chayav on that. You're not chayav kuris. You're not chayav anything. It's only the rabbanon to keiser. According to them, they say that you're chayav b'chutz b'chutz because they hold that a chayav in the kishon Torah. According to these Tanoim, according to Yochanan or Shemen Lakish, who hold that a cotton who's makdish has a din makdish, the din we learn says there are Moshe, the savri mufla, samaklish daraisa. We learn a drasha to make a hekesh that their avoda, their being makdish, it, a cotton is the same makdish as an adam. We learn a samak, we learn out the drasha, we learn to an adam, to a cotton, to a gadol. And therefore, if halakha is that he's makdish something with daraisa, can be makdish, then if he does kitchachot, he would be chayav, it would be chayav daraisa. So based upon which sheet do you hold, whether a cotton can be makdish daraisa or not, would make enough kamina whether he's over in Isser kitchachot as well. So the Gemara says, wait, how the Kahana be the Rav Yehuda? This halakha of Kahana does Yagud Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda appointed a betivlo devatayra. We already established Rav Yehuda says that a cotton is potter from Tevel, if he separates Tevel, even according to Chacham, even the Daraisa, because it's still far to cotton. But Tema Achan, according to there, Kahana is saying that it will be a din there, only derived banon. According to Rav Kahana, will Kahana say that same halakha applies, that the Kedusha of a cotton is only under the Rabbanon? In other words, what we're saying is, you want to tell me, L'chaira, Rav Kahana, who says there will be a Dvar Torah, will be Aser, I said, 1 second. Yudah says very clearly that a cotton is potter from Tevel, he's potter from separating Truma, because even under the Raisa, because he's only a cotton the Rabbanon. He has no din the Raisa level of being able to do a Raisa. So Mele, the halakha of the Kahana would say the same halakha, that it should be able to be potter, that a cotton separates is also only a drabbanon. And the chayra, you can't say that Rokana would hold that would be a din daraisa. So why should Kahana be there? Is he making a machlokes between Kahana and Rav Yehuda? Well, why would anyone say that? Why would he make a machlokes? Maybe Rav Kahana agrees to Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, command Yom Melech and Kibbulim as a Maisers, because Kahana holds, the Gabi the Shita, the one who holds in the base of Mikdosh, they're makabal upon themselves, Trumas and Maisers, but makabal upon themselves, it wasn't a chov, it was makabal voluntarily. So Mela, therefore, Midaraisa, everything is potter from Tumas and Maisers, Midaraisa. It's only that they're makabal upon themselves. If you say they're makabal upon themselves, and therefore it would be considered an Isser. Therefore, if you do the holes, that if you go ahead and a cotton goes ahead and separates Truma, the luck would be considered that it'd be Asser, because it doesn't show that he's considered Asser, because maybe it's only Rabbanan and Daraisa. And therefore, the Chaira would come out that Kahana would hold, even in such a case, it would be Daraisa, even if he holds the Shita, it would be Rabbanan. Says the Ma'afulda to explain. Shmamina, I feel the Duralian Truma Ma'isa of Daraisa. Even the Gabi Truma is Ma'isa of Daraisa, because a portal of Daraisa. You have to say that your Ma'isa is a din Daraisa, because since you could pat your Tevel, which is Daraisa, it has to be that your act of Truma, of separating Truma, is a din Daraisa. I feel the Rab Me'el or Polygraph Truma Drixiv the Kroy Le'el. The Shadra Modra Me'el Rav Yehuda, and Modra Vilezid, that it works Daraisa, that your Ma'isa is considered Truma. And therefore, if you say, how could the Kohana say, Kenegat, the Tana, Rav Meir, and Rav Yehuda don't argue the Gabi? They only argue the Gabi din of Tevel. But all the other things, they agree that your mice is a din daraisa. So I could have kind of say that his mice is only the rabbanon dika mice. Because it must be the Rav Kahana really holds in a chanami. Be'etzem, the ma'isa would be a din daraisa only if it would be considered a daraisa. Anybody would separate truma, daraisa would be a daraisa. But if you hold like the man Yama, who says that in Beis Hamikdash, after the Chum Beis Hamikdash Rishon, when it came to the second Beis Hamikdash, truma and ma'isa was no longer daraisa, it was only the rabbanan, even by a gadol was only din daraisa. It was only that they were menate, they volunteered to go start separating. The actual din Torah went off. The din Torah of truma and ma'isa went off with the Chum Beis Hamikdash. So the second Beis Hamikdash was only the Rabbanon. And it's only the Rabbanon. Therefore, so too, a cotton that does, so it's only the Rabbanon. It's not a stira to the halakha over there, because even a din of being mice, taking a miceris, even that, it's only the Rabbanon, because they would never makal upon themselves, and therefore you can't say that the halakha by Hector should be the same din, it should be considered a din deraisa, because by Tevel, it's only the Rabbanon. It's not a deraisa anymore, it's only the Rabbanon. You thought that since Tevel works, you can part it from Tevel. It must be that the mice is a din deraisa, it should be no different by Hector as well. And we said, no, really, it's really no, Tevel would not be able to do Tevel deraisa. It's only Tevel the Rabbanon. In the second base, they make Dasha Mimela. Therefore, that's why you're able to go. Cotton is able to do so. And therefore, cotton is able to be makdish. The cotton is able to be separated because Be'etzem, it's a din d'rabbanan, not a din d'oraisa. And therefore, cotton is able to do so.